Hey guys, good morning, good night, good afternoon, wherever you may be. Thank you for listening to my podcast. So today I'm here to talk to you guys about a couple things. But first of things, I came to talk about. So I'm in high school now, and I was in primary school about a year or two ago. And something I have thought about, but never really took any notice to. In primary school, you were allowed to eat at a specific time and play at a specific time. You'd eat and then play first, or then play and then eat. It didn't really matter. But in high school, you can eat and then play, or play and then eat. It's your choice. You just have a specific time. You have to get out of class by and then be in class by. So in primary school, you'd have out of bounds areas because there's a bunch of different grades. Understandable, because and you'd have place to eat. But in high school, you'd think, oh, you can walk around anywhere, so that'd be fine because you can eat anywhere you want and you can play anywhere you want. Now, in my high school, I don't know about anyone else's high school, but in my high school, we have out of bounds areas, which is really annoying because those out of bounds areas are the way to get to the toilets or the way to get to some of my classes. Now, that is quite annoying for me because that means I have to take the long back way to get to my classes and the toilets, which is really annoying because we only have 5 minutes to get to our next class, and most of my classes are very far away from each other. One of my classes on a Wednesday is on one side of the school, and then the other one is on the other side of the school, which is a very far walk, which is will take a bit because then, during that time, I found out that there are bathrooms you can go to that are never locked, so I sometimes need to go to the bathroom, so I need to use those, which are on the other side of the, on the bottom of the school, which means I have to go from my class on a Wednesday. This happens other days, but they're close to each other. On a Wednesday, I'll be just sitting, the bell will go to have to get to another class, and I'll be on the other side of the school, and I'll need to go to the bathroom. I'll have to walk to the to the bottom of the school to go to the toilets, and then I have to walk all the way back up the hill to get to my next class. Yes, some of you might be thinking, oh, she can probably hold it. No, you can't normally hold it when you have a weak bladder. It is really annoying. So, yeah. Okay, another thing I came to talk to you about today was, so yes, last podcast we talked about Cash Baker and his family and that. We're going to talk about something similar today, but something different. So I don't really know what this is, but so I was watching Cash's live stream this morning, and he has that playlist in Orlando, Florida. So I'm curious, what is playlist? I know it's when you meet celebrities and stuff, but do you play music? Do you just take pictures? I'm not too sure. So I'm going to Google it soon after this podcast, because that is very curious to me. Is playlist a where you get photos, or where they play music with a bunch of different celebrities? I wonder. Most of you guys probably know what playlist is, but I don't, because I don't do social media. Okay. And so Cash at Playlist, it is a day before it, so there's not many people there. But during the during the live stream of Cash, he was talking and taking pictures with a bunch of different people, which is fine with me, because clearly he doesn't know me, so, you know, that doesn't matter. I don't really mind, because technically Cash is way older than me. Like, way. Like, about 3-4 years apart from me and him. Because Cash is, I think, he's 16 in 6 days. I guess it rhymes. 16 in 6 days. If it was 16 days till his birth, that would be cool, because then he'll be 16 in 16 days. Okay. So I will be right back, guys. I am just going to go find out what playlist. Okay, guys, so I've just found out what... What playlist is. This playlist is an annual convention held in Orlando, Florida, and Washington, D.C., primarily for YouTube content creators. So that sounds interesting. I really want to go there to meet Cash and Maverick Baker. And Michael, sorry guys, I'm very tired and I'm not well. So if I sound weird or get things messed up, please don't judge me. I am not well. Okay, so another thing I've come to talk about on is people. So in the morning, my bedroom, so my backyard has a lot of trees and bushes. Because I have a very big backyard. Not as big as everyone else probably listening. But my backyard is big and it has lots of trees and bushes. Now, when I had a few friends stay over to my place, they were annoyed because at 6 o'clock in the morning, the birds were going off. Now, for me, it didn't really matter because I love animals. I am a vegetarian, so I don't agree with killing animals. And something I wanted to talk about was birds. So when the birds make their chirps, clearly some of you people who are not used to it every morning will get annoyed. If you hear in the background, if you're lucky enough, you might be able to hear the birds. They aren't that loud this morning, but that's okay. So I'm used to the birds because I've been dealing with it for the past 2 years because I've lived here when I was a child, when I was very little. From the age I was born to the age of two, I woke up with birds at every morning at like 5 o'clock in the morning. So I'm used to it. But all my friends, they practically grew up in the city. And they absolutely hate it. No, that's fine. But come on, friends. You don't need to judge me because I like the sounds of bird noises. That is absolutely fine. Okay, so I also here to talk about, so on like social medias and stuff, mainly on TikTok because I don't have a lot of social media, there are teenage girls going around and mixing on commenting on their own videos, on other people's videos, or you're not good enough, oh you're ugly, or commenting on their own video saying I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty. That is not true. Well, everyone out there is beautiful in their own way. Like, take it, my sister, she's lovely, she is autistic, so she has autism, ADHD, both of those. She is very nice. She can be mean sometimes, but not very much. She doesn't understand it very well. But she's a lovely person. Sometimes when people meet her, they'll be like, oh, she's not the nicest person. That's because when she doesn't know people, she doesn't really talk to them until she's met them a couple times. Because she's scared. So next time you see a person, and it's maybe the first or only the second time you've met them, they could be very nervous or scared. So that means you might not want to talk, like they might not talk to you as much. So you might need to start, for the first few times you talk to them or see them, try starting a conversation or else you guys are going to go nowhere. Same with a relationship. When a girlfriend brings her boyfriend over to their family's house, your boyfriend is clearly going to be nervous because he's meeting your family. Therefore, he has to make a good impression, else his family aren't going to like you. Your family isn't going to like him, sorry. And so he's nervous about that. Same with girls. When you go over to your boyfriend's house, you want to make a good impression so his family likes you. Clearly. Because everybody's like that. Now, something I also wanted to say, some of these things I'm talking about today are very irrelevant to what I talked about in the last thing. But come on, guys. Live life to the fullest. If it's irrelevant, who really cares? Because clearly I don't. If you guys don't like my podcasts, then don't listen to them. Okay, so something else I wanted to talk about today is... Oh, damn it, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, so the weather. Now, this might sound weird. Talking about the weather, yeah, the weather's boring. It kind of is, but I love rain and stuff. But something I don't like about right now. So I live in Australia. And in Australia, we barely get rain. So something that annoys me is when it does rain, it can rain 3 days straight. And it could be pouring, and that's how we get flooding. And what's annoying about it is for people who do not have dryers, well, how do they do? And you only have a clothesline that's outside. Well, that's not bad for you. Just like me, I don't have a dryer. I only have a wash machine. Because I don't like dryers. Because they are very loud. I love them, actually. But we just can't afford one. So, something is annoying. When we get flooding and it's pouring and stuff, we've spent ages trying to get our clothes dry. We end up having to hang them in our house. When it gets so bad that we have absolutely no clothes left because it is pouring. Now, where I am, it has been raining for the last day or two now, which is okay because it hasn't flooded and we've been able to wash our clothes because it stops for a bit. But, you know, that's bad. So, if you know someone who, if you have a dryer and you know someone who doesn't have a dryer and you live very close to each other, let them come over to your house, maybe borrow your dryer to get their clothes dried. Because clearly they could need clothes because they could have no clothes. Okay guys, good morning. Bye guys. So hope you have a lovely day. Morning, afternoon, night, wherever you may be, that doesn't matter. And also, love yourself, be yourself, and always be nice. No hate in the world because life's too short to hate. Bye guys.